We commonly refer to an observant Jew as a Shomer Torah mitzvahs, which on a simple level means that they guard the mitzvahs, they observe them properly, they fulfill mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs lo sasay. That's what a Shomer Torah mitzvahs means. But I think from this week's parsha, can gain a deeper understanding of this concept. What does it really mean to be a Shomer Torah mitzvahs? In Parshas Bo, the Torah outlines some of the basic halachas of the Yom Tov of Pesach and of Korban Pesach. And in the midst of that discussion, the Pasuk says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. Ushmartem es hamatzos. What does that mean? So on a simple level, it means that you have to be careful that the matzos don't become chametz. Got to be careful. As Rashi says, Mikan omru, tofach tiltosh bitzonim. Chazal say that tofach, if a person is kneading the dough of the matzah, and tofach, it starts to get bloated, it starts to expand, so tiltosh bitzonim, slap it with cold water to stop the chimutz process. That's what Ushmartem es hamatzos means, bipshutem. But Rashi also quotes Rabbi Yoshia's Shita. Rabbi Yoshia expands a little bit. He adds another layer of meaning to this pasuk. He says, don't read the pasuk Ushmartem es hamatzos, but rather Ushmartem es hamitzvos. Ushmartem es hamitzvos. This certainly is not the poshut pshat, right? But it's another layer of interpretation. He says, the pasuk is telling us something else. Not just Ushmartem es hamatzos, but Ushmartem es hamitzvos. Don't be machmitz the mitzvah. Don't let a mitzvah become chometz. Don't delay in doing a mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah, then do it as quickly as possible. Do it bezrizus. That's what the pasuk is alluding to. Shmartem es hamitzvos. Bishomer a mitzvah from chimutz. Don't delay. Do it bezrizus. How does a person reach that kind of level? That they're shomer as hamitzvahs, they're careful not to make a mitzvah chometztik, to do a mitzvah bezrizus, not to delay. So I think the answer actually lies in another pasuk in this week's parsha. The Torah refers to the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim as a leil shimurim. Leil shimurim hu l'Hashem lo tziyam me'eretz Mitzrayim. The night of the Seder, the night of Tesvav Nisan, is called a leil shimurim. Why is it called a leil shimurim? So we all know the popular interpretation that it's the night of special shmir. It's Meshumer Uba Min HaMazikin, special shmir from the Mazikin. It was the night of Makas Bechoros, the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected the Jewish Bechorim. So just like he protected us once upon a time, it's a night of shmir in general, extra shmir. Right? Some people don't lock their doors on the night of the Seder. It's a night of extra shmir. That's the popular interpretation of the words Leil Shimur. But that's not the simple pshat. Rashi actually quotes that at the end of the pasuk, but at the beginning of the pasuk, Rashi says, "You know what Lo Shimur means? Lo Shimur means Shehoya Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Umetzapelo Lekayim Havtachasa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Shomer Umetzapi. He was anxiously awaiting. When would the moment come? When would the day come that he'd be able to keep his promise to take the name Israel out of Mitzrayim? Shemira sometimes doesn't mean to guard; it means to anxiously anticipate something." Like we find after Yosef has his dreams, the pasuk says, "Va'aviv shomer es hadavar." Va'aviv Yaakov Avinu was shomer es hadavar. What does that mean? He guarded the dreams. So Rashi says, "No." Rashi there says, "Hayamamtenu mitzapeh masayava." Yaakov Avinu wanted Yosef's dreams to come true. He was mamten umitzapeh. He was shomer umitzapeh. He was anxiously awaiting when are these dreams going to come true. That's what shomer. That's what shmira sometimes means. Not just to guard, to keep something, to be careful with something, but to be shomer mitzapeh, to anxiously await the coming of something. And maybe that's the maftech, maybe that's the key to understanding what Ushmartem es hamitzvos really means. Ushmartem es hamitzvos doesn't just mean not to be machmitz a mitzvah. What kind of a person is going to be careful to do a mitzvah bezrizus, to be careful not to make a mitzvah kam chometztik, not to delay in fulfilling the mitzvah? Someone who's shomer umitzapeh. Someone who anxiously anticipates a mitzvah. Someone who looks at a mitzvah as an opportunity to have a kirvas elokim. Someone who cherishes a mitzvah. Someone who has a sense of shmira, of shomer mitzvah. Such an individual is going to be very careful to fulfill a mitzvah's visas. Such an individual will be careful not to be machmetz a mitzvah. That's what Ushmartem es hamitzvos really means. Ushmartem es hamitzvos means don't be machmetz a mitzvah, but the deeper level is, it means be shomer mitzapeh for mitzvahs. Anxiously anticipate the mitzvahs, and then you'll be careful to do them bezrizus. I think this is the higher level of Shomer Torah u'mitzvahs. When we call someone a Shomer Torah u'mitzvahs, so the basic understanding is they do the job. Right? They get it done. They're careful with the mitzvahs, mitzvasei, mitzvahs lo sasei, mitzvah medaktek, bekalo, bachamura. That's a wonderful madrega. It's a wonderful level to be careful with mitzvahs, kenasu kedin. But the higher madrega is someone who anxiously anticipates mitzvahs. The emes is Shomer Torah u'mitzvahs. Is someone who's shomer, who's looking forward to every mitzvah that he can do, looking forward to every seder, looking forward to every rishon he can do, more Torah and more learning and more mitzvahs. He's anxiously anticipating every mitzvah that he can do. That's the emes of shomer Torah mitzvahs. That's the higher level of being shomer Torah mitzvahs. I heard once a beautiful story about Yisrael Neumann Shlita, who's one of the Rashiv in Lakewood. You know, the minig of many people is not to put on tefillin chol hamoed. You know, so what comes out is that on a Sukkot or a Pesach, some people don't put on tefillin for 8 or 9 days. So that's what happens typically. But there was one time, apparently, a Talmud called Rav Yisrael Neumann's home. Matzah Yom Tov. Called him Matzah Yom Tov. The Rebbetzin answered. So he asked to speak to Rav Shiva. So she said that the Rav Shiva is sleeping already. He went to sleep early because he hasn't put on tefillin for over a week. And he wants to get up early so that he can put on tefillin at the earliest possible time. So he went to sleep early. Apparently that's what he does every Matzah Yom Tov. He goes to sleep early so he can wake up early to put on tefillin. That's what it really means to be Shomer Torah mitzvahs, to really anxiously anticipate a mitzvah. I want that mitzvah of tefillin so badly that I'm going to try to get up the earliest I can to put it on the first moment that I can put on tefillin. That's what it really means to be Yushmar Gamesa mitzvahs. That's the higher level of Shomer Torah mitzvahs. We should talk about zoche. People should say about us that we're not just Shomer Torah mitzvahs, that we're careful about mitzvahs kala kedachavura, aseis and los aseis, but that we anxiously anticipate mitzvahs. That's the real level of Shomer Torah mitzvahs. That's a level that we should all aspire to. Shabbos.